from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. New U.S. sanctions target Russia, North Korea, and Iran. President Donald Trump signed into law a measure sanctioning Russia, and Moscow doesn't like it. The sanctions measure, which passed overwhelmingly in the U.S. Congress, reprimands Russia for its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election. Now, the meddling is a charge that Russia has denied, but U.S. intelligence agencies all say they did. Vasily Nebenzia is Russia's new U.N. ambassador.
I really wonder, is there anything in this world today which Russia is not guilty of? Some of U.S. officials were saying that this is a bill that might encourage Russia to cooperate with the United States. To me, that's a strange sort of encouragement.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Mr. Trump signed the measure into law in the interest of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws and unconstitutional provisions. Hal Brands is a professor of global affairs at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
President Trump really had no choice but to sign the sanctions bill for two reasons. The first is that given the suspicions of collusion between his administration and the Russian government during the 2016 campaign, for him to have vetoed the bill would have simply sent those suspicions into overdrive and caused significant political damage. The other and more pragmatic reason is simply that the bill passed by veto-proof majorities in both the House and the Senate. So he could have vetoed it, but it simply would have been passed into law regardless over his objections.
Russia's defense ministry, by the way, announced today the start of a new local ceasefire in Syria that covers an area north of the city of Homs. Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov said the truce was going into effect at noon local time. This is VOA News. At least four people were killed Wednesday after gunmen ambushed a convoy of buses in South Sudan. Several others were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The attack occurred on a main highway between the capital of Juba and the Ugandan border. Brazil's President Michel Temer survived a vote in the country's lower house of Congress that could have launched a Supreme Court trial leading to his ouster over bribery charges. Peter Hakim, the senior fellow at the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue, said Mr. Temer now has some political space to act on much-needed economic reforms.
His victory is being able to push back against the country's attorney general and avoiding his case going to court. He is in a slightly better position than he was last week, but not very much more. His overall approval rating in poll after poll is below 10%.
Hakim said his proposals, such as pension reform, are highly unpopular, but much needed to reverse years of economic decline. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has rejected accusations the vote in Sunday's election to create a new assembly was rigged. The election chief on Wednesday denied claims by the British-based Smartmatic voting technology firm that turnout numbers for last Sunday's controversial election were inflated. Tibisay Lucena, the head of the country's electoral council, described the company's statement as irresponsible and baseless. Now, the head of the British company said there is no question in his mind that manipulation of at least 1 million votes occurred. Mr. Maduro said he plans to convene the new assembly Friday to rewrite the country's constitution aimed at ending an extended economic crisis. Two U.S. soldiers were killed and four others wounded when their NATO convoy was attacked in Afghanistan's troubled Kandahar province on Wednesday. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Davis gave no details, but the Taliban claims one of its suicide bombers drove an explosives-packed vehicle into the convoy. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be meeting Asian leaders in Manila beginning Saturday during a gathering of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. Acting Secretary of State for East Asian Affairs Susan Thornton said he will be seeking to further isolate North Korea.
We continue to seek broad international cooperation to respond to North Korean provocations, and we call on the international community to enforce the UN Security Council resolutions passed to date, including the sanctions regimes within, and to drastically reduce their interactions with Pyongyang.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.